still feel alive. They can't hurt me anymore. There's nothing left to break of me. There's nothing left to take from me. Cause baby, it's easy to fake a smile when you've been doing it for fake a smile when you've been doing it for a while. Hush boy, don't say a word. Throw on a jersey, no one gets hurt. Hush girl, just bat your eyes. Play our little game, play our little game. Play our little game, won't you play with me?
Sunglasses and plugged my seasick portal with pages from the holy book, but all the while, are you cheating, on me?
Hell no, I ain't playing with you, Michael. I'm not fooling with you, Michael. Back up. You meatball, Michael. I'm not playing with your meatball. Something don't taste right, cause it ain't right. Like when you take a sip of water and it turns out to be Sprite. I know your secret, and now I regret ever helping you out your closets. Is this what I deserve? I took you at your word. You know I'm not too feminine to cut me up a nerd. What's worse, being heartbroke or roach bit? Heartbroke or roach bit? Or like seeing you in your outfit. I gave you that outfit. I'd rather be roach bit. Hell no, I ain't playing with your Michael. I'm not fooling with your Michael. For real, I ain't playing with your Michael. Michael, I'm not playing with your meatball. Imagine for a moment that you never came on out to yourself, still on the shelf, still had that dartboard in your house. Never made it out of Queens, still out there playing all them sports. Never had the flyest tenor in the choir up in your shore or orts. Would dudes be into you? Nope. Them gays would spoof on you, goof on you. I know the opposites attract, so I find you and fix your hair. Miss Things say, hell no, I ain't playing with your Michael. I'm not fooling with your meatball. For real, I ain't playing with you, Mikey. I am angry with you, mister. Oh, it's such a shame you let this meerkat go to waste. I always keep it nice, nice, no fuss. Grinding sideways on the bus, like rub my feet, you rub my feet, and then we watch a cop type show.
Hey! Lay off my truck, cop.
Titus? Wait, are you back from the cruise?
Maybe.
Sweet. And that was Lea Salonga with the song Reflection from the Disney movie Mulan. That's a great movie.
Uh-huh. One of the best Disney movies.
Yeah, I think that was the first movie one of your older sisters saw in the theater.
Hmm.
I think.
Mm. When did it come out?
1998.
Do you know what month? Because if it was before November, then it couldn't be Amy.
That's right, because she was still in utero.
Mom's going to say that was cringy.
No, it wasn't. It just means she wasn't born yet.
I know, but you're a cringy person.
Yeah, okay. Let's
see.
Make
me sad.
He gets it from you.
Yeah. We started that set off with Benny doing a little game.
Ben.
And followed that with a classic from the 60s, Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl by the Barbarians. And then a little parody of Hold Up by Beyonce?
Yeah.
Done by Titus Burgess from the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt Netflix TV show.
Such a good TV show.
Very funny. I've seen a couple episodes. Yeah. Not bad.
Me and Henry once watched the entire first two seasons in one night.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then we heard Pink Triangle by Weezer. A sad story about a guy who falls in love with a woman and turns out she's a lesbian.
It's the exact opposite of what happened with Ma. She fell in love with you and you're gay for Marv.
Go away. Go away. And then we heard Reflection. So now I'm going to do a little comedy bit that was from the Seinfeld show. Classic episode called The Outing. You ever watched Seinfeld?
I saw bits and pieces every now and then.
You know what it's about, right?
Weird people.
It's takes place in the 90s. Jerry Seinfeld plays himself, Jerry Seinfeld, a stand-up comedian. And it's all about him and his friends who are all single in their late 30s living in New York City.
Nice.
In this episode, he's going to be interviewed by a student reporter at, I think it's New York University newspaper. And she overhears a conversation, or she's eavesdropping on their conversation in a coffee shop, and Jerry's friend Elaine notices that she's eavesdropping. So she starts saying, she pretends that they're gay. And she says, oh, just because you're homosexuals doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that. Why don't you just come out? And so she overhears this, not knowing that it's Jerry Seinfeld that she's going to interview later that day. Mm-hmm. And so I'll play the clip now. It's very funny.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
I hope it's funny. And well, it's going to be after let
that,
down.
After that build up, yeah.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sharon.
Hi, I'm Jerry. Something the matter?
No, nothing.
You look familiar. Have we ever met?
I'm not sure. Have we?
You look familiar. Why don't we do this over here?
Oh.
This is George.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
He's going to hang around, if that's all right with you?
Sure, I'd like to talk to him, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, okay. There we go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that a problem?
No, I just hate my voice on tape. It always sounds so high and whiny.
Shall we start?
Fire away.
Okay, let's see. Are you just a comedian, or do you do anything else?
Well, right now, George and I are writing a pilot for NBC.
Oh, so you also work together?
Yeah.
Jerry, did you wash this pair?
Yeah, I washed it.
It looks like it hasn't been washed.
So wash it.
You hear the way he talks to me?
You should hear how my boyfriend talks to me.
What?
Hey, let me ask you something. What do you think of this shirt?
It's nice.
Jerry said he didn't like it.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I said it was okay.
Oh, you said you didn't like it.
Oh, well, so what if I don't like it? Is that like the end of the world or something?
So how did you two meet?
Oh, actually, we met in the gym locker room.
Yeah. Actually, it was in gym class. I was trying to climb the ropes, and Jerry was spotting me. And I kept slipping and burning my thighs. And then finally I slipped and I fell on Jerry's head. Yeah, we've been close ever since.
Do you guys live together?
Live together?
No, I got my own place.
Oh. And do your parents know?
Know what?
My parents? They don't know what's going on.
Oh, God, you're that girl in the coffee shop that was eavesdropping on us. I knew you looked familiar.
Oh, no! Oh. No!
I better get going.
There's been a big misunderstanding here.
Yeah.
We did that whole thing for your benefit. We knew you were eavesdropping. That's why my friend said all that. It was on purpose. We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
I mean, it's fine if that's who you are.
Absolutely.
I mean, I have many gay friends.
My father's gay.
Look, I know what I heard.
Heard? It was a joke.
All right, look, you want to have sex right now? Do you want to have sex with me right now? Let's go. Come on, let's go, buddy. Come on.
Hey, come on, let's go. I thought we were going to take a steam. No, I don't want any steam.
Well, I don't want to sit there naked all by myself.
But who are you?
Who are you?
But who are you?
What do you want?
But who are you?
I don't know. I'm not quite myself today.
Well, you look perfectly idiotic in those clothes.
These aren't my clothes.
Well, where are your clothes?
I've lost my clothes.
But why are you wearing these clothes?
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
How'd you do, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Want something visual that's not too abysmal? We could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat world. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. A sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
just us and them. Girls that wore pink, boys that wore blue, boys that always grew a better man than me and you. What's a man now? What's a man mean? Is he rough or is he rugged? Is he cultural and clean? Now it's all changed, it's got to change more, 'cause we think it's getting better, but nobody's really sure. And so it goes, go round again, but now and then we wonder who the real men are. Whoa. 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 Gaze a macho, can't you see the leather shine? You don't wanna sound dumb, don't want to offend, so don't call me a faggot, not unless you are a friend. Then if you're tall and handsome and strong, you can wear the uniform and I could play along. And so it goes, go round again, but now and then we between the sexes, then there'll be no people left. And so it goes, go round again, but now and then we wonder who the real men are. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
In from Kansas, big eyes, big thighs with a smoking canvas. Well, she ain't flying on a bubble butt. Waist thin, she a 10 with a bubble butt. She was all of that, so I hooked her up with a rhinestone red bottom ruby pump. She can whip that thing like a cyclone. Hope you got slow motion on your iPhone. If you got cake, cake, cake for the gods, you can take, take, take it to Oz. But on the way, she found the gate. She said, show me what you're working with. He said, hey, click, click, click them heels for me. Make it rain them emerald bills for me. DJ, don't stop me. Let me pop that thing like a poppy.
Baby,
like somebody dropped a motherfucking house on you. Get low.
I need to see ya. I need to see ya. I need to see ya. on Tinder. But he had that sex appeal. Swipe right, cause I knew he had buns of steel. So we hit that yellow brick boulevard. Through a jungle party, they was going hard. Elephants twerking, monkeys that slide. Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. Had to run, there's no place like Picasso. Met the king of the jungle looking like Mufasa. He said,
ooh, girl, my booty fat.
He turned around, said, clap, clap, clap. He had cake, cake galore. When it shake like that, make a kitty cat roar. You can look, but no touching. Now everybody getting low like a munchkin.
Made it rain, try to melt that ass, get low.
Low. He's got a love song that he made. He finds a convenient street light and he steps out of the shade and he says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. Yeah, well, he's underneath my window. Now she's singing, hey, la, my boyfriend's back. Shouldn't come around here singing up to people like that. Oh, anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice were loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize just that the time was wrong, Julie. We both come up on different streets, and they were both the streets of shame. You know, they're both dirty, both mean. Yes, and even the dreams were the same. Well, I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. So tell me, honey, the hell can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? Now you can fall for change of silver, and you can fall for change of gold. You know you fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. Well, you promised me everything, and then you promised me thick and thin, and now you just turn away and say, Romeo, I think I used to have a scene with him. Oh, Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said, I love you like the stars above. Gonna love you till I die. There's a place for us. I know you know this song. Now when you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? I can't do the talk like they talk on my TV screen, and I can't do a love song not the way you sung to me. I can't do anything, but I would do anything for you. Oh no, I can't do anything except in love with you. Yeah, now all I do is miss you and the way it used to be, you know. And all I do is keep the beats, I keep bad, bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of this rhyme. When Julie, I do the stars with you. Anytime, oh Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. You said I love you like the stars above. I'm gonna love you till I die. There's a place for us. I know, you know the movie song. One day we're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Julie, Julie, Julie. Oh, this love-struck Romeo sings the streets of serenades, laying everybody low. He's got a love song that he made. He finds a convenient street light and he'll step out of the shade and he'll say something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?"
And that was Romeo and Juliet by the Indigo Girls.
It's not the Indigo Girls, it's Indigo Girls.
I like to put "the," it sounds more official. We started that set off with a clip from Seinfeld. After that was Sweet Transvestite by Tim Curry from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I love.
That's a great movie.
Such a great movie. Not the new one, though, the one that they did on Fox. That one sucked.
Oops.
Well, it was okay.
It sucked.
Hey, your grandmother might be listening to the show. Use proper language.
It inhaled.
Stunk. What else did we play?
After that, we played Real Men by Joe Jackson. And then we played a personal favorite of mine, Low by Todrick Hall featuring RuPaul.
That was good. That's a update on Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, from Straight Outta Oz, which I still want to go to, but it's expensive.
What is it, a play? I mean, a musical?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait till it comes out in a movie.
Yeah, I just wanted to see Kinky Boots with Todrick Hall in it, but that was also expensive.
Everything's expensive.
I know, I don't like it, because you're cheap.
If it's in New York, it's going to be expensive.
I know.
That's right. So, is it time for another public service announcement?
Is it? Are you ready for one, Eleonora?
I am ready for one.
Is your microphone on this time?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okie dokie. That was a good public service announcement. Yeah. Now we're going to play some good music because I chose it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's go.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand.
I'm the youth, ayy. I am the greatest, ayy. This is the proof, ayy. I work hard, pray hard, pay dues, ayy. I transform with pressure, I'm hands on with effort. I fell twice before, my bounce back was special. Let downs will get you, and the critics will test you. But the strongest survive, another scar may bless you.
I don't give up, no, 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 don't give up, no, no, no,
nah.
Don't give up, I won't give up, don't give up, no, no, no.
So that was the Beach Boys. Wouldn't it be nice? And wouldn't it be nice if everybody could just live together in harmony and find comfort and peace and love with whoever they want to, regardless of how they were born or how many X and Y chromosomes they've got.
Wouldn't it be nice if you talked like a normal person and didn't pause after every word?
I'm trying to fill up a little bit of time here so that our last song ends at exactly 11 o'clock.
He's doing it on purpose.
When we have Chuck Yu filling in for Belinda, who normally does Bubbles in the Think Tank, the two silliest hours of music on the radio.
So you didn't say it like her, so it doesn't count.
Oh, I'm sorry. So anyhow, what did we listen to there?
I don't know. What did we listen to?
Well, that of course is the Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice, from Pet Sounds. Preceded by Pete Shelley, Homo Sapien. We are all Homo Sapiens, you know that. Sia, the Greatest. And that was her tribute to the...
Orlando shooting.
Yeah, the Pulse nightclub.
Yeah, not Harambe like some people think it is.
Who?
What? Harambe, the
gorilla.
Yeah,
the gorilla.
Yeah.
Oh.
People are stupid.
Some people are stupid.
Safi's stupid.
And we started... Oh, wait. Before that was The Who, I'm a Boy. And before that, we started that set off with one of your mother's favorite songs, Just a Girl, by No Doubt. Did you just call your older sister stupid?
Yeah.
I hope she's not listening.
She wouldn't be, because she's stupid.
Oh, my God. No, I don't think you're allowed to say this on air.
Yeah, really.
Not allowed to say she's stupid on the radio.
I'm going to play the archives for her. So anyhow, our show's almost over. We were celebrating Pride Week with all kinds of music about gender identity and sexual orientation. And when it all comes down to it, I think that some band named the Beatles might have said it best. So, good night. Why isn't it playing?
Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need.